Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the lead-off spot, the left fielder, Willie Upshaw. Batting second, the center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third, the third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth, the DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting sixth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Luis Gomez. Batting ninth, the catcher, Brian Milner. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jesse Jefferson. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second, the center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third, the third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth, the DH, Jim Norris. Batting seventh, the catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. And now, play ball. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waits fires to first and has Baylor trapped. There's the throw to Verizer, who tags Baylor for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Velez moves to second. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Velez moves to third. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. Thornton moves to second. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jefferson, and towards Gomez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to third. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Brian Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Upshaw moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Upshaw moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Date. The throw from Milner and he is safe. Date steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball towards center. Baylor catches it and throws to third to double up Date. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. McKay reaches second base with a double. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Villa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Brian Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade, who is chasing the ball. Upshaw reaches third base with a triple. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Upshaw scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Waits covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 2 in the game. Velez hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dade hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dade. The throw from Milner and he is safe. Dade steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball towards center field. Baylor makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Baylor. Dade scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baylor, who is chasing the ball. Norris reaches third base with a triple. Thornton scores. Grubb goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Indians. Dave Lemonchick now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norris scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemonchick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing right field. Bo Diaz now catching. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Upshaw. Manning reaches second base with a double. Speed goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to third. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a line drive towards short. Gomez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manning scores. Grubb moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Joe Coleman now pitching. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-3 in the game. Velez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Indians. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McKay hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Blue Jays 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Speed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Upshaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.